I'm Sharon Jurd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk to you about letting it go. And what I mean by that is we sometimes set some goals for the new year and we, hear about, making them huge and, setting low standard goals and making sure that they're big enough. We hear all of this in the lead up to a new year. But today I wanted to talk to you about those goals because sometimes we set these big goals and we become very obsessed with them. And, I always say you need to get laser focused on where you're heading. But what happens is we set this big goal and we just get obsessed with looking at them right there. And we forget about, what we need to do. And we've got this grip on our goal of, and we won't let it go. And it might be that you've set a goal to earn, X amount of dollars. And you get this grip and you're just so focused on earning the money. I've got to earn money. And you become desperate. And then you lose focus about why you're really in business. Because most of us are in business to help other people change their lives. And you forget then about, you sort of lose sight about adding value or serving your clients. You've just got this grip on earning a certain amount of money at the end of the year. And I see that people who come to me for coaching, they get stressed and anxious about this particular obsession of the goal. So I'm here to tell you, just let it go. Let go of that grip a little. Yes, know where you're going at the end, towards your goal, but then start to look at the actions and tasks you need to do on a daily, weekly basis to achieve that goal. If you've set a dollar figure for the end of the year, the money will come if you do the steps on a daily basis. So I say to you, just get the stuff done on a daily basis. The money will come. The goal, the big goal will come. So too often we're so obsessed with that big goal, we're like deers in the headlights. We just stand there. We become frozen. We become stuck. And we don't move towards what we're actually ultimately wanting to achieve. So my advice to you is, yes, set those goals. Know what you want to achieve at the end of the year, but just loosen the grip and really focus on the task at hand on a daily basis rather than the dollars at the end of the year. The dollars will come if that's your goal. And just get the stuff done on a daily basis and just let it go. Shake it out and just know that what you're doing on a daily basis, the results will come. And I'm telling you, at the end of the year, you would have reached your goal, if not earlier. So I'm Sharon Jurd. Thanks for watching my video today. If you think that this video is of value, please share it out to your family, your friends, and your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that. So I'll talk soon.